So welcome, everyone, to Community Church of Barrington. We are so glad that you have chosen Community Church to worship this morning and to be with us. It's a very special morning to me personally because we have the majority of our youth and our chaperones here, and they're going to share with you the adventures of serving God this year in the mission field in Beverly, Kentucky.
Today, my friends and I, these wonderful people over here and over here, will be discussing what it would be like to go on a mission trip and how great of an experience it was. The funny thing is, I haven't been on one yet, but that's not going to stop me from telling you how much of I think it would be a great experience to go on. And so, without further ado, I wonder what it's like to be on a mission trip. I think it would be great to go on a mission trip because I would be able to hang out with all these amazing people and their amazing parents. I'm always happy when I'm with the youth group, and I think that we would have a great time while helping others. It would be nice to be on a mission trip because I would be able to help others and put smiles on others' faces. Nothing makes me happier than the satisfaction and happiness of others. In simplicity, I'm happy when others are happy. Being able to help someone brings me great joy, and creating something that makes someone feel jubilant and well-loved is what I strive to do in everyday life. Another thing I would love about going on a mission trip is being able to build houses and paint things and use power tools and create something with my heart and not just my hands. Being able to give back to the community and help others and work to make someone's life brighter is what I live for. I wonder if they have an encourager on the mission trip. If not, I would love to have that job. I would love to hand people water and give them encouragement and help build things and paint things and use power tools while still giving encouraging motivation and making everyone feel better. One of my favorite quotes is by William Arthur Ward, and it states, "The more generous we are, the more joyous we become, the more cooperative we are, the more valuable we become, and the more enthusiastic we are, the more productive we become. The more serving we are, the more prosperous we become." And I couldn't agree more. This is why I love encouraging people and making them feel good about themselves and happier in general. If I was on a mission trip, I could break both of my legs and I would still be encouraging our youth group. Because, because happiness is a powerful force, and also because I guess that's just part of my personality. I love happiness and putting smiles on others' faces. Overall, it would be a swell time to go on the mission trip. I love hearing the stories that my friends tell me after coming back, saying how much they enjoyed themselves and how much they had fun helping others. I would love to be a part of that experience, and I would like to thank you, the congregation, for making this possible, because without your kindness, this trip wouldn't have been possible, and I wouldn't be able to hear all the good work that this group has done. This youth group is so driven and amazing and awesome, and I know in my heart that they did an amazing work for God and His children while in Redbird and on other mission trips. I do wonder what it would be like to go on a mission trip many times, and hopefully in the future I can come back up here and say instead, let me tell you what it was like to go on a mission trip. But for now, fingers crossed.
Belle and Alexandra.
Hello, CCB. I'm Alexandra Filomo. This past summer was my first time attending the Redbird Mission. I had a blast, and it was a life-changing experience. Being able to help others in need feels very rewarding. It opened my eyes seeing how others live. We take for granted so many things like vacuum cleaners or the roof over our heads. We rely on so many things and are frustrated when they don't work. These people I have seen on the Redbird Mission have so little, but still had a smile on their face every day. One thing I took from this trip was that the simpler things in life are the ones that mean everything to us. My experience has given me a new perspective on the world. I now appreciate the simpler things and value them more than I ever did. I am so grateful to have had the opportunity to help others, while at the same time, in a way, they have helped me too.
Good morning. My name is Belle Roig, and today I want to talk to you about my first mission trip to Redbourn, Kentucky. I wanted to go on this mission trip because I wanted to see what it was like. I wanted to get to know the people from the youth group better because I was just starting youth group this year. I also wanted to go because my sister Maggie has been going on mission trips for over 5 years, as long as Sammy has been here. And she always came home with amazing stories and hilarious stories. A very big memorable moment was the first work day in general. It was boiling hot, and we had to work in the heat. It was the first work day of my first mission trip. During the day, working in the heat was miserable, to be totally honest. But it made me feel better when I realized I was helping others, and it would pay off. Also, everyone was always supportive of me, and they realized it was my first mission trip, so they kind of gave me a break. But at the end of the day, when we got back to the campsite, it was so great. I would take my shower, get comfy, and we would all sit together and play cards and talk about the day. It was so fun. And Sammy made sure we had air conditioning. Another memorable moment, or should I say memorable song, on our mission trip playlist was Fergalicious. Alexandra and I would always get pumped up to that song before and after we got to the work site. And I would say it was really helpful. Lastly, a memorable moment was when we gave Tammy, one of our residents, we put a tin roof and skirt on our home, her daughter and our two grandchildren, Miley and Liam, their gifts. We celebrated Liam's second birthday that Thursday. Even though it was hard work, it was really cool being able to serve God by helping others. When we finished with building the roof and fixing up the houses, donors were so grateful that God sent us to help them. But really, we were the grateful ones being able to meet them and help them by being the hands and feet of God. I'm definitely going to go back on the mission trip next year. It was a great experience where I got to get closer to God and where I got to learn new things about myself and others. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
To me, Christianity is about love and service to others. On this trip, I experienced a lot of both. I saw the people of Redbird Mission itself give their lives to what is considered the poorest area of the U.S., with everything from food and medicine to education. They also provide shelter by repairing and maintaining residents' dwellings in the area through the work camp that we participated in. That's where the youth of community church comes in. When I was their age, I never thought much about serving others, but not these young people. Seeing this group of teens and young adults gathered together eagerly to work for a week was awe-inspiring. No one hesitated to do what they were asked. They were all very excited to learn new skills, and everyone volunteered to do more when their task was complete. They could have chosen to spend their week with friends or on other trips to recreate, but they chose to love and serve other people that they had never even met. Quite an impressive thing to see from a group of young people. It was an honor to lead them and to serve with all of them. And a special thanks to Sammy for all her hard work in putting this trip together and running the show.
Before we start and pray to God, I just wanted to say a little something. I had the most wonderful time. And, you know, you have all this planning and you get everything going, and all of a sudden when you have an opportunity to sit back and hear what people have to say, you know that God was at work at Redbird, that God was at work in their lives and in their hearts. And it was a pleasure for me to represent CCB, to be here to represent the youth and the chaperones. It was an honor, so thank you for giving that to me. I am very blessed. And I have to tell you, the chaperones that were with me, they were amazing, amazing. So thank you all.
My name is Haley Bulander, and today I would like to share my mission trip moment. It is always so fulfilling to go on these mission trips with the people in our group. I had such a great experience at Redbird this summer. From the bonfires to the birthday parties we threw for one of our residents, it was one of the best weeks over my summer. While I recently just rejoined the group, it was really awesome to see how flexible and accepting our group was. I am so happy Sammy and the group pushed me to go, because my life has become more fulfilling from each member of our group. Another great part of the mission trip was becoming closer to everyone in the group. I have gained many new friends and have reconnected with old ones. Being able to help others that needed us was also very rewarding. I saw God in Kentucky when I saw the smiles on the residents' grandkids' faces when we threw Liam a birthday party. It is amazing to see how much a group of 17 can get done in just a week. I feel fortunate to have completed this trip and would like to thank everyone that supported us and believed in us.
I'm Haley Camp, and on this mission trip, I was lucky enough to make new friends and get closer to the friends I already had. That's one of my favorite things about going on mission trips. When you work as God's hands and feet, you meet the best people. On mission trips, you get to see people as themselves. You see them in their good moons and in their bad ones. I saw God shining through so many people over that week. Whether it was through working on a scalding hot tin roof or painting the side of a house. The projects that we did touched so many people and put hope in their hearts. I don't know about you, but that's one of the best feelings in the world. I'm so glad God allowed me to go on this trip and help the people we did, and thank you so much for allowing us to go on it.
Hi, so I'm Jason Alton, and so every year for the past 3 years, I have gone to Redburn Missions, an amazing place in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains dedicated to helping the people of Clay County. Every year, I have had a different experience. Because of our amazing group, every year is so fun and awesome just because of the people who are there. People think that devoting a week of their lives in the middle of the Appalachian Mountains would be a horrendous experience. Honestly, I thought that myself before the first time I went to Redbird, that it would just be me having to wake up early in the morning, eating bland food all week, the entire week, and spending 8 hours a day of very tiresome work helping someone. But God had other plans. For every single time I go to Redbird, I have the time of my life and could not be happier that I am there. Whether I am helping someone in need, having an amazing time with my friends, or growing in my faith, serving others gives us an opportunity to make our lives so much more interesting. For God did not intend for us to help others so that we would be miserable while doing it. He gives us the opportunity to show his love through us, to be his hands and feet, and feel amazing while doing it. It can be a lot of fun when you're with an amazing group of people that are there with you to help you and make it more enjoyable. Redbird gives me the opportunity to know that my life is more than just going to college, getting a job, and living a selfish life where I come first. The opportunity to serve is the most amazing gift that God gives us, for we can use that opportunity to make the world to make a world of difference for someone, and that feels as good for us as it does for them. I have learned that in every act of kindness, no matter how small, makes a difference in someone's life. While at Redbird, we were working at our first project for a woman named Tammy. She had two grandchildren named Liam and Molly. So, on Thursday, we brought them some presents for Liam's birthday. These weren't much, just some coloring books, toys, and some cupcakes. As I said, that isn't a lot to us, but when the kids saw everything, their faces lit up, and they were so happy because of what we did for them. This mission trip taught me that any gift, no matter how small, can make a world of difference to someone, and that is God's greatest gift of all.
Before I begin my mission moment, I'd like to just take a moment and thank every member of this church. Your generosity and how you give so joyfully to allow this group to get to go to Redbird, it's overwhelming. So please, please, thank you. Know that everything you did made a huge difference in allowing us to get there. Thank you. My mission moment is more than one mission moment. It's mission moments. I saw these moments regularly in our kids' eyes. These kids that I got the privilege of going with are rock stars. It's a joy to work next to them, to be next to them, to have a meal next to them, to just stand. Because as you've seen so far and you'll continue to see, they're amazing. They're tireless giving. It's a joy to be near. They had laughing eyes every time you looked at them. And it was 100 degrees on top of a hot tin roof. I don't have laughing eyes now. They were joyful, joyful giver. I watched these kids pound nails and work power tools in the rain. And they're smiling and they're laughing and they're joking and they're making it better. They are led, inspired by the most generous woman I know, Dr. Sammy. She encourages us all to get out there and serve others, to get so far out of my comfort zone that I stand here and speak to you. Our kids have embraced this philosophy, and it's evident in their eyes and in their words.
For all of you out there who don't know me, my name is Kira, and this year I was given the tremendous opportunity to serve God through my third mission trip at Redbird Mission in Beverly, Kentucky. Having gone 3 times, I now know a thing or two about how the whole process works. Yet, I find myself learning something new about my friends, myself, and the Word as a whole every time I'm there. Now, I know many of you in the congregation have never been to Redbird and don't really know what it's like. So today, I welcome you to join me in a day in the life of a Redbird mission tripper. Yesterday, you drove in a 15-passenger van over gravel roads through an infinitude of emerald trees, square pastel homes, and foggy fantasy movie-esque mountains unlike any you'd ever seen before. Today, it's 6 a.m. You're not quite used to sleeping in a new bed, so you roll out groggily. After joining your friends for breakfast and devotions at 7:15, you help the members of your team load up enough water and food to last the day, supplies, and enough bug spray to protect you from all mosquito-borne illnesses in the book. Side note here, mosquitoes are enemies of least concern during black fly season in the Appalachians. You are now driving to your residence house. The roads are slippery, the fog is thicker than pea soup, and you've heard that Fergie song at least 11 times before you reach your residence property. You and your teammates unload the vans once you're there, create a game plan for the day, and get to work sawing tin and measuring wood for your support beams. As you and your busy friends get into your work, a bit slowly at first, the front doors open. Out comes your resident, sleepy rubbing their eyes and greeting you with a, "Good morning," or, "I didn't know you all was coming so early. I would have been up sooner to greet you," or, "How did you all sleep last night?" And always with a warm, welcoming smile. The entire day at that moment shifts from gray to technicolor. Work isn't just work anymore. It's help, and it's fun. As your resident's grandchildren speed by you on their bikes and chirp away while you hammer in nails and screw in tin, you feel warmer, lighter. When the workday is over and after you've eaten, showered, and plop into your bed, you think about how grimy, tired, and sore you are going to be tomorrow. But you think more about the smile you put on your resident's face and the roof you built over their head. And you think about how you can't wait to do more for them in the morning. Redbird has given me the opportunity to meet some of the kindest, friendliest people I've ever encountered, strengthen the relationships between old and new friends from right here in CCB, and learn about more my strengths and weaknesses as a worker and a leader, all while serving God. I couldn't be more grateful for that, and I can't wait for next year's mission trip.
Thank you for supporting us. I know I say that every year, but you have no idea how much it means to me. So, as you can see by the pictures and the words of these wonderful kids, just how lucky I am. I get to spend an entire week not only with my wife and Dave and Sammy, but with the wonderful kids that are here and the ones that weren't able to join us who were at college. So, Redbird 2015, it only takes one and other random thoughts. First, I'd like to point out, I know Sammy put the little picture of the sign in the bulletin that Jason spoke about, and that's the back of the sign that greets you at Redbird. So as we leave every day, and we're on the windy mountain roads of Appalachia, you know, the first day, not really sure where we're going, and every day after that, we're kind of on our own, but when, as the driver of the van and the leader of a crew, you get to read that on your way back. And to me, it's kind of God wrapping his arms around us, telling us that we're going to be safe that day. So my random thoughts, and you've seen a few of these things in the pictures of Cindy's video that was a little, suffered from some technical difficulties, but friendship bracelets. So many were made on this trip that we had to buy more string on our day off. And I think you saw a little bit in the pictures, but picture Dave, Cindy, and myself with our reading glasses on, sitting amongst a gaggle of kids, making friendship bracelets. Some were more elaborate than others. Some were pretty simple, but it was a daily occurrence. And I think the other campers wondered what we were doing, but it was wonderful. And I will treasure the bracelets given to me forever. Fire Station ice cream. I'd like to thank Chris and Marjorie for buying us ice cream on a hot day. You have no idea how much it meant to us. God moments. Most days, Sammy asks us, where have you seen God today? And there's one that sticks out in my mind, our first day. We were off to a really slow start, which is not sitting well with me. We had problems with the power. Saw wasn't working. So my trusty co-pilot and myself, my co-pilot was my wife, jump in the old work camp truck and head back to camp to get a new saw. And there, in front of us on the mountain roads of eastern Kentucky, in the middle of absolutely nowhere, is a column of butterflies dancing in a single ray of sunshine. His grace, His presence, is right there for me to witness. I want you to know, I pretty much got kicked off that hot tin roof by four college girls. I think there was a day I was a little too tough on them, and they let me have it and didn't welcome me back up the ladder. But as my own kids will tell you, I am just like my own father, and that I am toughest on those I love. End of the day. It was 72 long steps up the concrete stairs from the breezeway of the Cardinal House to the guy's cabin on top of the hill. Halfway up the steps, man, my thighs are burning. But I smile and think of the good we did that day. Top of the steps. I'm totally out of breath. And yet I can't help but think of the gifts I have been blessed with and the good work we have yet to do. You've heard a little bit about the music. I never thought I would know the words to Fergalicious. But in the quiet of the car on the way back to CCB, everybody in my van was asleep. These words came through the speakers. Two arms around me, heaven to ground me, and a family that always calls me home. Four wheels to get there, enough love to share, and a sweet, sweet song. At the end of the day, Lord, I pray, I have a life that's good. And that kind of summed up what I was feeling in the van at that moment. Based on this church, Sammy, and our youth, I can tell you I have a spiritual life that is good. As Redbird's work camp director told us, it only takes one to make a difference. He was referring to the 1 week we volunteered to work at Redbird. One out of 52. As Earl put it, and when you really think about it, it's not that much. Whether you're donating an hour, a day, or a week, it does matter. I watched in awe as our youth donated a week of their summer vacation to serve others. But what I am truly proud of is they did it joyfully and without reservation. And as we all know, God loves a joyful giver. The bottom line is this. Giving and receiving, serving and being served, blessing and being blessed are part of the Christian community. And all these things are so very apparent here at CCB.
Thank you for being here today. Thank you for letting us share just a little bit about the lovely blessings that God has given us. We are so different than when we go each time. And thank you all for spending a week with me and letting me drive you absolutely crazy for the love of God, literally.